Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
I don't have an account. What happened was I entered a contest that Kohl's had offered, and I put my credit card and everything for the shipping for a survey I took for them. And it popped up with this thing and a subscription. I haven't ordered this, and I certainly don't want it. I only did it about 10 minutes ago because I've been trying to find a way to cancel it. I did not order this. It was a contest I was doing for Kohl's.
Okay, just hold one moment.
I have the password where you don't need the password, but...
Okay, so what exactly is it that you ordered?
I didn't order anything. I did a survey for Kohl's. It was Kohl's name on it and everything else on the internet. And then you can win a prize if you're chosen, correct? And so I did, and I ordered a Tyson vacuum cleaner and paid the shipping charges on it because it was free.
Okay, will you verify? Okay, may I have your zip code?
32724.
And may I have your first and last name?
Nancy Mediros, Mediros.
And will you verify your shipping address for me?
10 Poinsettia Drive.
Okay, I do see here you have this meal plan.
The what?
I do see here you have this meal plan with us.
Yeah, well, I don't want that. I didn't order it. It popped up on the screen, and this is exactly what came up. Bites Hub customer service, and I don't know anything about this. I didn't apply for it. I didn't subscribe to it. I wanted it off of there. I had the same problem a couple of days ago, and I had to call the bank.
Okay, so you paid? Okay, what have you... You said that you have contacted your bank?
What?
You saying that you have contacted your bank?
No, the same thing happened last week, and I had to... The bank is what stopped the payment because it was from something I never subscribed to. Why is this coming up like this? This was supposed to be Kohl's in the internet, regular Facebook internet. And I did their, it says win a prize, you know, win a prize and complete, I think it was 20 questions. And you did the survey. And then you had a choice of picking out your gift. The gift that I chose was a Tyson water vacuum cleaner. And I had to just pay the shipping and handling. I'm going to call Kohl's, too, because this is ridiculous. I don't know what the hell's going in where they're latched into one another. The okay and the approval didn't come for the Tyson, though, but this came on, you know, in my mail, in my Gmail. And I don't want this. I didn't order it, and I don't want it. And I didn't subscribe to it. And it says that it was done at 5:13. Today at 5:13.
Okay, so basically when you did that meal plan, I'm sorry, when you placed the order for that vacuum cleaner, that's how you ended up with the meal plan with us. But I did go ahead and cancel out your account. And what I can do for you, just hold one moment. Okay, well, I did cancel out your account, but there is actually nothing that I'm able to do about that charge.
What is the charge anyway? I don't even know what the charge is. I don't have anything here.
The $49.89 is for that.
$49.89. I just saw it now. Modern Healthy Trends. That is absurd. After I gave my credit card number and everything, this is really, really upsetting. I need that taken off because I don't want it. I don't want it. If I have to go to the Better Business Bureau, I will.
Okay, well, I cancel out your account.
That is not what I paid for. Pardon? They're mowing the lawn out here. I can hardly hear. Are you there?
Okay, what I can do is offer you a $49 refund.
Are you canceling that?
Okay, I'm canceling out your account and I'm offering you a $35 refund.
I don't want anything. I just want you to take the $49.89 and close that subscription because it also says monthly. So I do not want that subscription, period. I did not order it. I don't want it.
Okay, I did fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I have confirmation for you to write down.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. With the confirmation number.
That will be C for Charlie 920.
What is it?
C for Charlie 920.
920.
3866.
3866.
98. 98.
So it's Charlie.
And that refund, that's correct.
Yeah, Charlie, 920-386-698.
That's correct, and that refund will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, it hasn't, there was no way if for it to get to the bank. I need you to stop it before it even gets to the bank. It was just done at 5 o'clock tonight. The bank is closed.
Okay, so have you disputed the charge?
I didn't dispute the charge. I'm disputing the charge right now. It hasn't been charged to my bank because I just put in this Tyson thing at 513. That's what this says. This screen says. So it hasn't had a chance to even go through the system. All you have to do is take that number and cancel it. Then it won't be 5 to 7 days. No money has been distracted from the account. Honey, do you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. So you saying that? So have you disputed the charge?
I didn't dispute the charge because there was no charge on my bank account yet.
Okay, so I'm saying the refund will appear back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
But why should it go through the bank if you can cancel it out now? I've got the subscription ID, and my bank is closed. So there's no way it could have gone through. Or, you know what? Maybe it did. So I'm going to check that on too. But I do have the subscription identification if you want it. You can't cancel that before it even reaches the bank.
Okay, well, ma'am, it will take 3 to 5 business days for it to appear back into your account. That refund, that charge have already went through.
That charge already went through. Gotcha.
Yes,
got
correct.
It now. Okay.
And
I'll
I have confirmation for you to write down.
I did the C920.
And that's where the confirmation will remain the same.
All right. C920-386698.
Okay, Wendy, is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, that's okay. Thanks.
Okay, and thank you for calling.